man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women, old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies. I guess I'm in the upper Midwestern skies here in North Dakota. This is James Kelso, your host of the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show on May 19th, 2023. This is a live show from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Thanks for joining us. You can call in at the usual. I always give this number out. 512, that's due south of me in Round Rock, Texas. I had my son look at it on the big United States wall map that covers an entire wall of our hallway, upstairs hallway. If you drop a rock right down from Grand Forks, North Dakota, it goes right through Round Rock. And that's where you send your support to the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. But the signal, I was explaining to my kids, the amazing thing that we have, the only reason we have any media at all, I mean, we were supposed to be wiped out, boys and girls. We were not, we were supposed to be silenced. Memory hold. The left was not prepared for the internet. It caught them off guard. Now they've, you know, adapted fast, and you know they're doing their best to throttle the internet, but they haven't done that good a job. And the parts of the internet that they haven't been able to seal up, that's where we are. So the I was explaining to my kids, looking at that vast U.S. map, that at least 1,000 miles due south of me is Round Rock, Texas. And that's where you're, when you call in, you're calling at 512-248-8252. You're calling Round Rock, Texas. Round Rock is relaying the signal to my screen instantaneously at the speed of, you know, light, basically. Relaying it to me due north in North Dakota. Then I hear you here, and that gets all mixed up in the, on the mixing board in Round Rock, Texas. And then wherever you are, like if you're James in Vancouver, all the way out there, another 1,500 miles maybe. And we're able to, you know, bebop around the world with this amazing thing, the internet, which was designed to be, you may remember this, the original design of the internet was created by the Defense Advanced Research Projects, I think, Administration, DARPA, And the assignment was create a means of communication, a system of communication that is so robust that in the event of a nuclear war, it would be self-healing. So that a military commander in Hawaii would be able to communicate with a military commander in Tampa, Florida, no matter what happened to Washington or New York or L.A. And so they created, the geniuses who created the Internet, created something that doesn't have a central control point. It doesn't have a choke point. And, of course, that's what the left specializes in, is taking command of choke points, like a university is a choke point. They get to decide what happens to your children at their university. They have very, very full control of your kids, or too much control of your kids. But they believe in power, which means choke points. But the Internet doesn't have a central control point. So the Republic Broadcasting Network can communicate through all sorts of routes. The signal for any of us goes all around the world, and it's all connected. Part of the design of the original Internet was it must be something, this was in the design parameters, it must be something to which any digital device can be connected and can communicate and receive communication. So there's your phone, there's your computer, there's your tablet, there's your TV set, and that has been a miracle for us. Well, here we 512-248-8252. You can participate in that miracle. One of the amazing programs that's on the Internet. Oh, by the way, this is the Trump Phenomenon radio show. And somebody appreciating the Trump Phenomenon, like myself, is the host of a show named Jackson Hinkle. Jackson Hinkle. Probably don't know him, but he's a really smart guy who gets his message out through video and audio on the Internet, and he calls his show The Dive. But and I was hoping to have a here, I'll play you just a minute. I had a particular show that I just watched I wanted to play for you, and I don't have that. Great, Kelso, but I have another one, just so you can hear his voice. And let me go back to the beginning of this. We've got some smart people.
Investigation, and there's a lot of really funny parts, but the fact of the matter is, the sentiment towards Russia would be nowhere near as Russophobic as it is today. And my guess is there would not be the popular consent that there was, at least on February 24th, to foment all of this public hate towards Russia for their actions in Ukraine and, you know, shore up public support for hundreds of billions of dollars in weapons and aid to be sent to the Ukrainian Nazis, if it were not for Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, James Comey, these sorts of figures, you know, Loretta Lynch, of course, Joe Biden and John Brennan and their plot to launch this Russia-Russia-Russiagate conspiracy against then presidential candidate Donald Trump back in August of 2016. Okay, now let's just get the facts clear. What is Russiagate? What was the allegation? The allegation was that Donald Trump and his campaign for president in 2016 conspired in some nefarious manner with Russian state actors to encourage and help organize the WikiLeaks drops on Hillary Clinton and her campaign, to get other leaks out.
It gives you a flavor of his voice. Now, he really impressed me with a show I watched this morning in which he was running clips from the Donald Trump appearance on the CNN town hall in New Hampshire. And I liked something he said. He would play a clip of Trump answering this witch on a broomstick. What was her name? Caitlin Collins? I think I got it right. Very forgettable person, but he would play a clip. Trump had such great rejoinders to her gotcha, very well rehearsed. I mean, she had him on cue cards, well rehearsed gotcha questions. Trump just handled them like child's play. And the but Hinkle came in and he goes, I liked his commentary. He said, so based. Now, that's not a word I don't use, based, B-A-S-E-D, based. I need to go look it up after the show here, but help me, folks. Does it mean patriotic? I hope it does. And but he kept saying, it means somebody who's well-versed, has been red-pilled and knows what's going on. The blinders are off, and that makes someone based. And so Hinkle's comment over and over again on Trump was, so based, so based. And then the best comment of all he made, after praising being based half a dozen times, he said this. This is the message that I'm bringing to the show here today. He said, Donald Trump is so based, and then remember this about this guy, Jackson Hinkle. He's a very cool guy, very hip guy. He's, well, and then he says, Donald Trump is so based, and he was talking about, this is when this woman was trying to set him up on her desire for war in Ukraine. And she kept asking him, do you support Ukraine? Do you support more weapons for Ukraine? Do you support Vladimir Putin? Do you think Putin should be tried as a war criminal? You know, all these questions. Trump batted down every one of them. And then Hinkle said this. He said, Trump is so based, he is a proponent of peace. And then he said this, and I'm thinking about it now, and I invite your help. He said, he's the only man in Washington, D.C. who says these things. Now, let's think about that for a second. So Donald Trump said, she said, you know, do you support Ukraine? Do you want to send more weapons to Ukraine? Will you support more weapons for Ukraine? Do you want to defeat Russia in their horrible aggression? Do you want to indict the war criminal Vladimir Putin? And Trump answered her again and again with this line of thinking. I want the damn killing to stop. He didn't use the word damn, but you could tell it was in his head. With the sharp emphasis in his voice, I want the killing to stop. And she kept interrupting him. He came back with these powerful answers. He said, I want peace. And he said, when I'm elected for the third time, I will end that war in 24 hours. And the... Now think about it. This is my question to all of you out there. Who else in Washington is speaking that way? I want peace. I want the damn war stopped now. 24 hours. Stop the damn war. Stop killing people. And that kind of moral clarity that this war is insane. It's murderous. Zelensky is a murderer. That kind of clarity. I'm adding that right there. Trump didn't say that. But only Trump is speaking with that moral force. All these clowns, all these rhinos, all these Mitch McConnells. And then you get all these people like these warmonger Republicans, like Lindsey Graham. Why aren't these Republicans, why don't they strap them into mobile howitzer? Why don't they strap them in, put them on the front line, and let them fire away? And then maybe some of them will get blown up. Is that too much to hope for? I don't notice these guys volunteering their oldest sons to send them to Ukraine. They're all a bunch of lying sacks of crud. Lindsey Graham, you know, he pumps his chest out. What a man. What a... Whoa. Don't mess with Lindsey Graham. Oh, that little pipsqueak. Yeah, he'll straighten you out. They're all phonies and cowards. But who in Washington has the moral courage? Now, let me just think for a second. No, Ron Paul isn't in Congress now. I think he would have the moral courage to say, stop the killing. His son, Rand, I would say he has the courage to say that. But he doesn't. He doesn't say it with the power that Trump had in the New Hampshire CNN town hall. And that's the populist, that is the power, that is the phenomenon of Donald Trump. Why are there so few people in politics in Washington who speak to us, the people? We don't want this damn war. We don't want this incredible waste of our savings and our life's work. We want all of you bastards in jail. We don't want your war. Get it? Republicans, Democrats, all of you. You're all SOBs, with some few exceptions. And the big exception, the big exception, and that's why I created this show, is this unique, rare, like the internet, miraculous person who descended not from the clouds, but descended down the golden staircase, the golden escalator, who believes in peace, who believes in our Constitution, who is willing to risk his life to beat the crap out of the deep state, to take it apart. And he's going to do it. And I'll tell you what, they are pissing in their boots. They were scared of him in 2016. They were real scared of him in 2020. And they're losing it in 2024. They know that the guy who's going to come after them in 2024 is a lot more based than the guy they faced in 2016. And he hasn't lost anything. He's got all the punch and power and speed. He's got all the moves. He's got the endurance. You don't want to get into the ring with the guy that defeated you in 2016. He also defeated you in 2020. But you managed to pull off the steal. 2024, that's the key. Well, anyway, I like that from this guy, Jason Hinkle. I liked his observation. The only, you know, I get accused of being a Trump cheerleader. But Hinkle was saying that. I heard an echo of my own perception. He's the only guy in Washington. Now, let's go through some other names here that will impress. These guys impress us. I'll give you some names on the other side, and then we'll proceed with the show. Stay tuned.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Consider this. dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say
and we're back, folks. The Kelso here, and we're talking about the brilliant Trump appearance on the CNN town hall, and he made it so clear that he is the peace candidate, and he that distinguish him. This is the revolt that has occurred. The rhinos who have controlled the Republican Party, the Liz Cheney types, and her father, Dick Cheney, and his sidekick, George Bush, they have controlled the Republican Party forever. And we Republicans, we conservatives, we patriots, and those who were voting as Democrats, but they were actually patriotic Democrats, we've been buffaloed by these rhinos all this time. And how did we miss it? But Donald Trump nailed it. He nailed it. And America, make America great again, America first. What the hell do we have to do with Ukraine or the Donbass or the Dnieper River or the Sea of Azov? Come on, find me 1 in 100 Americans who could locate for me the Sea of Azov on a map of the world, with an unmarked map of the world. Find the Sea of Azov. Not 1 in 100. Maybe 1 in 1,000 could find it. And I don't fault them for that. Who gives a rat's ass where the Sea of Azov is? Or the Kerch Strait? Who cares? It's very important to us, but it's not something it's not our local knowledge. Anyway, let me see what I can come up here. Maybe I can play a bit of this. This is this horrible woman, Caitlin Collins, and her smarmy ways. And it's, let's see what I can come up with here. But the people that control controlled media, these brilliant moments, these gems of Trump's, are hard to find. They make them hard to find. They hide them and to make them go away. That's the idea, make them go away. Let me see if I looked for something here. Let's see if I found it. Okay, here we go.
And he once again claimed the election was...
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He said a lot of things.
Oh, he said a lot of things.
And personal life, refusing to back down on some controversial topics.
So this is not going to help me. They don't want you to hear Trump himself. They want you to hear their commentary. And unfortunately, this has had a lot of effect on the vast number of Americans who do actually watch MSNBC and CNN. It's an ever-dwindling number, but it's too big. And now Fox itself is got the rot. Let's go back to, and this is why I go to truthsocial.com. It's a haven. It's a place where the truth is ever-present. Now, here's a post that the president put up today, and it's a one-minute piece on Ron DeSanctimonious. You can't get the visual, but I think you can get most of it from the audio. Here it is, put up today.
Was struggling big time in his primary race for governor of Florida. Polls revealed DeSantis was failing so bad, he was losing by a staggering 17 points. Then DeSantis was saved by the endorsement of President Trump.
Now, that's a fact. That's a cold, hard fact. Ron DeSanctimonious was trailing by, I believe, 17 points, maybe more than, but a huge and insurmountable. He was polling at 3% in Florida when he was running for governor before Trump took a chance on the guy and endorsed him, not knowing him, trusting him. It continues.
Trump's support was so powerful, just 2 days after the endorsement, DeSantis took a commanding lead, and it propelled him to being elected governor.
I'd like to thank our president for standing by me when it wasn't necessarily the smart thing to do.
You're welcome, Ron.
You're welcome, Ron.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell...
That guy, this guy's face is something else. We'll be right back.
Like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite.
A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. What I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see. What I hate is what I hate.
We're back, folks. And welcoming James in Vancouver with us. Hi, James.
Yes, sir. Good evening. Sorry, I've been out for a while. I was doing some jobs, and now I'm back.
All right. Well, welcome back. And always so. The you know, a few things. Throw a few things up here that appear on, but only. Jackson Hinkle, this person who recognized that Donald Trump is unique in how powerfully he states the most, and then I'll use this adjective, based, the based things. An example of that is the political prisoners in the Washington, D.C. gulag, and they're in some other, they've been spread around a few other gulags now.
Yep.
And Donald Trump, uniquely, he's done things, one of the things he just did, he said this in the town hall in New Hampshire. He said, I will pardon a large percentage of these people. So very carefully, very...
Good job, yeah.
Yeah, excellent statement. He didn't...
Right.
If he had said, I'll pardon all of them, then the commies, in the rats in the media, the disgusting turds in the media, they would have found one loathsome person somewhere. They would have found one person who doesn't deserve a pardon. I don't even know who such a person would be, but they'd find the person. And by the way, if they couldn't find that person, they would fabricate that person. The FBI would create such a person. They'd pay someone to become that loathsome person.
Yeah.
So Donald Trump said, no, the vast majority of them I'm going to pardon, meaning he recognizes these are good men.
They call
the FBI.
He's
giving them hope. There's a headline here I'm going to read in a moment here that appeared today. The FBI has been on a rampage nationally, spying, arresting, swatting. Just an absolute avalanche of illegality coming from the FBI. And Trump has stood against it uniquely. Now, there are a few people who have said a few good things along this line. But Donald Trump has stood by these folks. And here's an example of one that I don't know. Most of us don't know these heroes in the gulag because they're kept from us. They should be on our TVs all the time. Here's one that is on at the Gateway Pundit. Here is a salute, a tribute. On National Police Week, please do not forget Officer Ronald Colton Maccabee, MC, capital A-B-E-E, who tried to save Roseanne Boyland and now rots in prison as a political prisoner of the Biden regime. Excellent headline. There's a picture of this outstanding, handsome young man and father. Ronald Colton Maccabee. Have you ever heard his name? I'm not asking you, James, but just in general to the public out there. Ronald Colton Maccabee. This is the first time I've ever heard his name. And he deserves to be known. There is a picture of him giving artificial respiration, CPR, to the prostrate Roseanne Boyland, who's just been beaten to death by a female cop of the Capitol Police. Smashing her until she breaks the club with which she's smashing her.
Right.
And offering no help, doing tear gassing. So here she is, she's being beaten to death, she's being tear gassed to death, and this brave man, Ronald Colton Maccabee, who as we speak right here, We who are still not in prison, he's in prison. And all he did was try to help this wonderful woman. It turns out that Roseanne Boyland was a wonderful woman, a wonderful, selfless woman who was having maybe the best day of her life that day, listening to Donald Trump. She had, you know, flown to, I forget where her home was, but she flew to see her hero and to hear him. And the pictures of her walking down Pennsylvania Avenue, right by the FBI building, with a big smile from ear to ear on her face, and just waving her Trump flag, and she would be dead, just a few minutes later she'd be dead. Here's what it says about this. I'm going to just kind of skip around because it's a full article. Colton has always looked to help others, especially during the 7 years he was a law enforcement officer. Many awards would follow in his career. and he saved people's lives. Here's a picture of him with, I don't know what his family is. Colton is just like us, a fellow patriot who loves his country and respects others. A kind, courteous, respectful man, fiercely loyal to those close to him. Colton spent his years in law enforcement in both Tennessee and Georgia, working in all capacities as a sheriff's deputy. He was passionate about a prison ministry called God Behind Bars, worked with inmates to ensure they could maintain their own personal identity. All of these traits of bravery, service, and faith were on full display on January 6th. When chaos broke out at the Capitol, and remember, where did the chaos come from? The cops were shooting tear gas, rubber bullets, and what are those exploding things? Flashbangs. Yeah, they're shooting. Right. There are pictures of patriots with a flashbang stuck in their cheek, blowing through their jaw.
If those had been Hungarians that were shot at with flashbangs, they would have jumped that fence and they would have attacked the police with their bare hands and taken them apart. Okay.
Well.
Trust me, they would have, because that's what they did in the Hungarian Revolution. They took apart Russian soldiers with their bare hands. I know, because my cousin was there.
Well, that's
the story. See.
Well, this may
anyway,
be part of our our predicament. Maybe that we're stuck in being very, very nice people who don't resist.
Crap! If you're being fired on for no good reason, just attack back. I'll get back to you.
But what we know is that the police, they were not defending themselves. They were attacking people just standing around holding a flag just milling about or just standing still. They deliberately. So we have people with bullets stuck in their face, a flashbang stuck in their face. We know of, I believe, five people were killed, and they weren't cops. I am reluctant to call these people cops, because the local police in your town, if you live like as I do in small town America, these cops are good people. But these Washington D.C. police, these District of Criminals police.
Those aren't normal police.
Those aren't normal cops. Thugs. Yeah.
No.
Those are thugs.
Yes.
Okay, so here's his story. And let me go back and get his name. You know, I've got to work to try to remember his name, because we have to rescue these things from the memory hole. Ronald Colton Maccabee. How am I going to remember his name? Ronald Colton Maccabee. Okay. It says, here's what he was doing. He says this. When chaos broke out at the Capitol, Colton jumped into action to continue to protect and serve, even as he was off duty. As one individual said, Colton was the only officer that day who tried to save Roseanne Boylan's life. And then there's a video accompanying this of Ronald Colton Maccabee rendering life-saving aid to Roseanne Boylan and helping police officers. Yeah.
Now, did Trump see that? Did Trump see that video?
I don't know. But one thing we know about Trump.
Put up on his site.
One thing we know about Trump. Now get this about Kevin McCarthy. Let's make a differentiation here between Kevin McCarthy, the once and former, maybe still Rhino, and Donald Trump. Kevin McCarthy was asked if he had seen this Capitol Steps video, and he said he hadn't. He said he hadn't seen the video. He was asked this week. And this is the guy who's sitting on the 44,000 hours. And so the question goes out. Now, but let me answer your question. Donald Trump has been watching this video. And I don't know if you've seen this particular clip of the aid rendered to Roseanne Boylan, but he has mentioned Roseanne Boylan by name. and he has saluted her, and he has said she was murdered. He has said she was murdered. So it's safe to presume Donald Trump has seen this video, and if he hasn't, it's only because people like Kevin McCarthy are keeping it from our view. Kevin McCarthy. So the challenge goes out to this piece of garbage rhino, Kevin McCarthy. Hey, McCarthy, release the video, jerk. Release the video. We are now identifying you as a rhino, a jerk, a traitor, a coward.
Well, I think if somebody can get a message to Trump and put that man's name on his site, it might get picked up.
Exactly, exactly. But you see, this is what they're doing. This is like the John Durham report. It came out 6 years late. 6 years late.
Statute of limitations?
No, but John Durham, you know, he's been doing his report for, I think, 3 years.
Well, yeah, and statute of limitations says it's all a wash anyway. It doesn't matter what Durham says. Nothing is prosecutable because the time is over, I think.
Well, okay, I wasn't aware of that.
Justice delayed
is justice denied. So the point is, this is what the rhinos and the communists do. If they slow walk something, you know, if they keep you in their gulag with no charges filed, with no due process, no speedy trial, no access to anything, and you know, if they someday these people get out of the gulag, hey, that's too late. Their life is already over. Their wife has already left them. Their children have already been traumatized.
That's right.
They've already lost their home. The point is
irreversible damage.
Irreversible damage. And a truism that I'm really heard recently, and I really like it, is that the the process is the punishment. Think about it for a second, folks. This is what the FBI is all about. The process is the punishment. So let's say after 6 years of fighting false charges, you're exonerated. Well, what happened in those 6 years? Well, you went to prison. You got beaten up. You got thrown in a prison with gangbangers. Got beaten up some more. You lost your wife. You lost your home. You lost your savings. You borrowed all the money that all your brothers and sisters have, and they lost their money. You lost your reputation. You lost your job. The process, they finished you off. They're laughing at you.
They don't have the money to take it to court. They don't have the money to take it to court.
Well, but even if you do have the money, the process is the punishment. Well, I understand what you're saying. That's right. They don't have the money to take it to court. But the point is, these people have unlimited force and unlimited power. So you, against them, you are nothing.
That's true.
You're a smear. You're a smear on the highway.
Unless you had a bunch of Hungarians on that day, they would take justice in their own hands, and they would take cops apart.
Yeah. Now, you're raising another point, and this is a very valid point. Like, you know, have we lost? Have we, the American people, lost our courage? You know, or a big part of it? And you can refer to there are other people, including our own, our people in different times, who would have responded to being maltreated and oppressed in different ways. So, you know, there have been populations that were fierce, that wouldn't put up with crap. There have been such populations, and it doesn't look
as if we... Do you remember the 68 Democratic Convention?
Yes.
The 68 Democratic Convention, when they beat everybody up in the streets?
Yes.
Remember that, Chicago? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that was a lesson. See? And now, well, you know...
I was 20 years old and, you know, very clueless, but... let me just read more about this guy again. Let me try to remember his name. Jiminy Christmas, you know, this, see, they know they've got this advantage. We're kind of Ronald Colton Maccabee. Wherever you are, Ronald Colton Maccabee, we salute you. And Maccabee, you can remember the name Maccabee. And let's read what he did, what's happened to him. In an open letter to the world, Colton Maccabee wrote, "We never think our friends and family would betray us, but mine did. When I needed them the most, they ran. I even considered some of them my family in blue. There is no loyalty among cowards, and that is exactly what they are." Normally on National Police Week, I would naively thank every person who continues to put their badge on day after day. However, this year's National Police Week is a little different. Over the last 28 months, I have realized not every officer is the same. We'll come back in a moment to finish that. This is a very eloquent letter. Stay tuned.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Okay, we're back, folks. Andy, we got James with us in Vancouver, and this is the last segment. Now, this is a powerful thing to end on. I'm going to remember this guy's name, Ronald Colton McAbee. And I hope I see the day in January of 2025 when Ronald Colton McAbee stands in the Oval Office with Donald Trump and receives, maybe receives an award, certainly a pardon. But listen to what McAbee said, or is saying, and this is National Police Week. So he's thinking about this. He's thinking about his brothers in blue. And he says this. He says, over the last 28 months, I have realized not every officer is the same. He's been in this gulag for 28 months. 28 months? For those who hide behind a badge but won't stand up for your own brother being persecuted for doing what any man of dignity would have done, well, I have nothing to say to you. You've shown your true colors. Wow. Wow. Amazing. Ronald Colton McAbee. I don't know where he's from or where his wife lives, but they mentioned Tennessee. They mentioned Georgia. Then Sarah McAbee, his wife, says, for those officers who did heinous acts of violence and waged war on innocent American citizens on January 6th, turn your badges in. You don't represent us. For the very few officers who tried to de-escalate the chaos going on around them on January 6th, thank you. I pray that you stand up on the right side of history. We're for the true heroic officers across this once great nation. Boy, is she eloquent. This once great nation.
By the way, sorry to interrupt, but the reason we're in the Ukraine is the same reason we were in Vietnam. To make money for the mucky mucks upstairs and weapons dealers and everybody else and their bankers and their mother-in-law and father-in-law. Go ahead. Whatever. Yeah.
Across this once great nation who continue to put their lives on the line day after day, leave their families at home without knowing their fate, and choose to stand in the gap for your community and fellow Americans every day, we honor you. And on National Police Day, yes, we honor you. Those true officers. And so that's wonderfully eloquent. And by the way, notice this, folks, that eloquence that you heard from Sarah McAbee and that you heard from Ronald Colton McAbee, where is that voice, that resonant truth coming from? Donald Trump is inspiring lots of people to say things they've never said before. And I think you just heard that from Ronald and Sarah McAbee. Well, we're out of time. It's Friday, so we won't see you again till Monday. Thank you, James, for joining us. And
you're very welcome. Thank you.
And let's hope something really wonderful happens this weekend that we can report to you on Monday. Look out. Ron DeSanctimonious is expected to launch his bogus campaign next week. So that'll be a laugh and a half. You don't want to miss it. See you next week.
Fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.